You may be able to hear my son in the background here. So we're trying to put him down to bed. And it doesn't help that I'm podcasting, I'm sure. But he is crying. So if you hear that, just think to yourself, it's not a random baby in the background. It's a metaphor for what's going to happen to UConn tonight.
Oh, that's deep.
I know. It's so deep. And UConn is so screwed. Because they are playing Oklahoma tonight in the Fiesta Bowl. Seriously, what does one make of the Fiesta Bowl? Because when you think of the Sugar Bowl, you're like, okay, well, that's the SEC sort of classic. And then the Rose Bowl is like, you know, where the Big Ten and the Pac-10 go off like the elves in Lord of the Rings to go and have their own little sort of private world at the end of the season, right? And the Orange Bowl is obviously...
Oregon by the safest road.
Right. And Orange Bowl is obviously where, you know, bowl directors and ADs go to get hookers. So
wait. 3 seconds. Name the two teams playing in the Orange Bowl.
It's Virginia Tech versus...
Time's up.
Stanford.
I'm sorry. I forgot that it was Stanford. I have to look that up. It's true. It's really one of the least relevant ones via hipster runoff.
The reason who's in the Fiesta Bowl is because UConn's going to be cream of wheat.
Well, you know the history behind the Fiesta Bowl, right? Like, you know how it got started to begin with. It was kind of like the prototypical Hawaii Bowl. Like, they needed some place where they could throw Arizona State before Arizona State got in the Pac-10, and like no one wanted to take them as a bowl team. So we're like, oh, well, you know, we'll just create this brand new Fiesta Bowl in Tempe, Arizona, and bickety bam, that's where we'll put the Sun Devils. And somehow that, with a small seed of an idea, was formed, and ever since then it has peer principled its way up until now it is a BCS bowl.
Yeah,
ahead of like the Capital One, but I guess they didn't want to center too many of them in Florida, which, why not?
Earlier today, by the way, in a humorous note, the Fiesta Bowl's website was not working, which another pretty good metaphor for what was going on. It said, like, server not found. Oh, so sad. But it really is part of sort of a three-headed monster of bowl games this year, because it's the Insight, which is a fine game. UConn versus Oklahoma. Probably not going to be a fine game. And they get the BCS title game, which will be played out in Glendale, of course, versus Oregon and Auburn. So they do get that. But it also means that, yeah, by the way, you can't actually look at the Fiesta Bowls page because it is still down. Error, unable to connect to your database. That's another, it's so deep. But it is UConn versus Oklahoma. And
why don't they get the people from, well, there was some technology company that was sponsoring the Insight Bowl. I mean, why don't they get those guys to fix their website? I mean, they're right there in Arizona, apparently.
they're still running it off of, like, Blogger.
Hey, some of us still love Blogger.
Some of it's true. You rep hard for Blogger, son.
I'm just too lazy to find anything else. Blogger is good enough for stupid people like me. That should be their slogan. I'll do a testimonial for them. Blogger, because you just don't know enough to look for anything different.
Oh.
On Tumblr are too pretty and intimidating.
That's true. They are. They are the, like, intimidating, sort of imposing hipsters.
Plastics.
I know. God, you can't get near those. I mean, those people with their fancy sweaters and tight pants and white belts and ironic neon sunglasses.
Can I tell you, though, that Doug and I have started a Tumblr in the off season to entertain ourselves called History's Greatest Monsters?
That's my name.
And it's where we do things like, say, like Dina Lohan is the Augustine Pinochet of celebrity moms. And Miracle Whip is the great molasses fire of sandwich spreads.
It's basically a whole, like, the whole this thing is this other thing.
Yeah,
it's
thing is like
Tumblr.
That other thing reduced to Tumblr
but
form.
It's historic, so it's, like, kind of educational.
Yep.
Where would Bob Stoops fit into that?
We already did the Katyn massacre, and that makes me really sad.
He would be perfect
Bob Stoops,
for that.
No, Bob Stoops is the Tenerife plane crash of BCS conference coaches.
I think that's just as good a comparison as any, because this is a really, really bad game. And what the Big East will tell you, when you actually have people who are Big East fans, right, And they are out there. They'll tell you, oh man, but our bowl record is fantastic. Which it is at this point.
For the moment.
For the moment. Yeah, it is. It is impressive for the moment. But I would give you this. This is who the Big East has played. Okay? Which, kind of middling here. Syracuse beat Kansas State. All right? South Florida beat Clemson. West Virginia lost to NC State, which I know you were quite happy about, Holly. And
Waka stab.
And Louisville beat Southern Miss. So, you know, it's not like a murderer's row there. You know, they'll be like, oh, we're 3-1. Yeah, you're 3-1 against those, and you're about to be 3-2. Which?
Oh, what? No, no, wait, hold on. I'm gonna be the contrarian again for UConn here. Why are we so convinced that Big Game Bob can't find a way to lose this game?
Why can't them? All right, well, here's why. I think in the case of Boise State, right? Because let's look at Oklahoma's big, prominent failures, right? In the case of Boise State, you're talking about a team that was far better talent-wise than anyone estimated, and a coaching staff which really out-game-planned the Oklahoma staff, right? Is that granted?
Granted.
Okay.
Oh, Greg should probably grant
okay,
this.
Okay, fine,
this
whatever.
Okay. When you look at LSU, all right, when they lost to LSU in the BCS title game.
Hey, that happened too.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Remember, like, a guy
and then that other time that they lost?
Yeah, you remember the guy who's now a dentist? Right? Oh, come on. Somebody catch this guy. We're watching the Rose Bowl, and there's like a fat Wisconsin running back running away from TCU DBs. No!
You're going to have to narrow it down.
I know. That's not how it happens. But when they've lost, when Oklahoma's lost, generally speaking, you know, it's not like they blew it. They lost to better teams on the whole.
You know who else? You know who else they lost to? Bill Stewart. If they lose to Bill Stewart, they can lose
Bill Stewart,
to
no. Bill Stewart with a full complement of Rich Rodriguez's players riding a Mighty Ducks emotional high.
That may be, if you think about the like litany of Bob Stoops' disappointments, you know, which you're going to have when you're in a place to
yeah,
years.
Seriously? Bob Stoops is responsible for foisting Bill Stewart on the rest of us for the past several years. I never even thought about it like that, and now I want him to fall into a vat of live crabs.
You're going to have to pick nails out of your laptop because you're spitting them into them just thinking about it, aren't you?
Yes.
Spoken in Komodo Dragon, that translates as... Which I imagine Bill Stewart speaks.
To hell with you, sir.
To hell with you. But really, I think the West Virginia one's probably the worst one on the resume, right? In terms of just blowing a game. Other than that, I don't know. I think his reputation as a choke meister, as a chokier, is wildly overrated. And not to mention, I don't think UConn's going to be able to. Remember, UConn, this is an offense. And I'm sorry, this is a defense that, or an offense that only scored 10 points on Michigan.
Really, it's an offense and a defense.
It's just one unit.
We've already seen one game that was a rematch of a 5-touchdown blowout.
That's an excellent
go
point.
The other way this bowl season.
That is true, and I will tell you, no team is better at stringing together random plays on both sides of the ball into success than UConn. Because they, in order to get to this game, remember that they went to South Florida and they won 19-16 on the road. And remember that of those, there was an interception return and 3 field goals.
Can we just pause for our listeners here for a second just to remind you guys that please don't construe this to think that in any way that we are pulling for Oklahoma in this game. You know, we have a co-host of the radio show who's of course a suffering Texas fan, so we have that to deal with. And it's Randy Edsall. You can't root for Randy Edsall over Bob Stoops. And I don't mean, oh, you can't root for Randy Edsall over Bob Stoops. I mean, I don't actually think it's physically possible. I think your head would explode a la Mars Attacks.
I think also if you look at it, they do have one other advantage. One other advantage. If you have a reason to root for UConn, which as you stated, we're not. It's just, it can't happen. But if we're going to admire them for anything, it would be this. It would be that UConn has a running back named Jordan Todman. Negatives. His first name's Jordan. It's kind of like it's kind of a twat baggy kind of name. All right. But his last name is Todman. which if you sort of do a half-assed translation from German, means death man.
Death man.
So that's pretty strong. And he's also, you know, a really, really good running back on the whole. But if this is a matter of Big East pride, you might want to look away. Because I don't think that's going to happen. The offensive.
We would love to see Randy Edsall pull this out almost as much as we would love to see Bob Stoops do another delicious desert face plant. Well, but I just don't see it.
I think this means we win either way, don't we?
Kind of, yeah.
You alluded a little bit ago to the game in which UConn clinched the Big East championship and by extension this bowl berth when they beat South Florida without scoring an offensive touchdown. First of all, as a Georgia fan, I would having watched yesterday's game, I was like, boy, winning without scoring an offensive touchdown would really be awesome at this point. We'd really like to figure out how to do that. But if UConn could do that tonight, like beat Oklahoma without scoring an offensive touchdown, would that not be like the greatest artistic masterpiece of college football that has ever been painted?
He's got a point. I wouldn't mind a repeat of the 2008 Sun Bowl if it involved Bob Stoops losing the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, I'm going to interrupt this and immediately spring. We're going to play a little improv game on you, which is Matt Millen is your Home Depot home improvement expert because the call tonight is Sean McDonough and Matt Millen. As we know, Matt Millen.
What did Sean McDonough ever do to whoever's in charge of these things?
I don't know, man. I mean, like McDonough is solid, does his job, does, you know, not much fuss. Rarely sort of goes overboard, and they give him Matt Millen. So I'm just going to...
Would we call him gritty if he were a player? Would we call him workmanlike?
He manages the game well.
Yeah, he is a game manager, right? That's what Sean McDonough is. He's a savvy game manager, and he's paired with a talking ape. So let's go ahead and Matt Millen...
Not a cool talking ape. I bet Matt Millen doesn't even know sign language.
All ball. Matt Millen love all ball.
The only word he knows in sign language is wide receiver.
that's how they draft it. What do you think, Matt? Wide receiver. So I'm going to go ahead and
that's a good explanation. Okay, sorry, go on.
Oh, right, I'm going to start this. Okay, so Matt Millen, it would be this. Yeah, you know, I think you can use a 3-inch nail or an 8-inch nail. It really doesn't matter. Either one will do, especially if you're hammering it into a water line.
Oh crap! You go. I can't follow that.
Wait, was that Matt Millen? Because as Matt Millen impressions go,
you know they say you know when you've got a one of those electrical wires outside your house, it says you should really check to find out where the underground buried electrical wires are before you start digging. I've really never found that to be a priority in my building projects.
Yeah, you know they say do not consume on the side of the jar of spackle. But what I've found in my copious experience in the National Football League is you can eat a lot of things that aren't food, Sean.
Yeah, you know, I think this says no asbestos, but you know I don't believe science about a lot of things, and I think asbestos, you know, it's fine. I think you should, for your nursery, it's great stuff.